Snoopy Knowing, episode 15. Make sure y'all like and subscribe to the YouTube page. The link is in the bio on the Instagram. Instagram page, at Snoop B Knowing. At Snoop B Knowing. The YouTube is the same thing. But the Instagram got the bio to the YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page. We on episode 15 of Snoop B Knowing. Tonight we talking about black athletes and why it seems they always dating, marrying outside their race, mostly white women. So I done had a few comments so far. Triple OG Cap on Instagram said, rumor has it the bunnies go to school to find a husband, whether it's a ball player or any other dude at school. That's a good comment. I'm nominating it for the comment of the night. That's one of the first comments tonight, but it's a good one. Because I kind of believe that. And I believe that because you see a lot of white women who marry at a young age. You don't see a lot of other races, specifically, let's stick to black. You don't see a lot of black women who get married at a young age. And when I say young, these white women get married at 22, 23 years old. By 25, 26, they already got a family. They got a child. They got a household. So I believe they probably do go to school looking for marriage, looking for a husband, looking for a man. But what they got to do with the black athlete, though? Houston Kid said the football players already have CTE because it got to be a mental issue. So we got some people that was in the chat saying love is love. You can't help who you love. Houston Kid saying it's got to be a mental issue. Excuse me. My take on it is, okay, I feel you. You can't help who you love. But I feel like it's a sought out thing that they doing. Like they purposely looking to get with white women or whatever other women, but mainly white women. Let's keep it a buck. That's what we see, man. We see these athletes and they married to a white woman. And I think that's not by coincidence that all of these dudes doing the same thing. Love is love, but you telling me every dude, every athlete, every student athlete, most of them who in love and falling in love and looking for somebody, somehow they just always fall up with a white woman? It seemed like it's purposely done. Quite frankly, see, the only way for us to know the answer is if the white girls tap in. We need the white girls to tap in. I don't know if I got too many white female followers on here. I know I got a couple, but I definitely want to hear them tap in and call in if they want to speak their piece. Jazz Forever said they think it puts them at the same level as white man. Ooh, that's deep right there. I think she might have just bumped Triple OG out for the comment of the night. So that's what I won't get into. Houston Kid says a mental issue, and that's what I won't get into. Is it, do black athletes or black men that's in these positions feel like dating a white woman puts them at a higher level? If they were a white woman, do they feel like that makes them more in other people's eyes? Straight Jig said, I think it's more so them white women seeking them out. That could be a possibility too. But at the same, on either side of the coin, whether it's the white women seeking out the white men, the white women seeking out the black men, or the black men seeking out the white woman, it seems like it's a forced thing. You purposely do it, and you going out. It ain't love is love. So we could throw the love is love answer out the window, because it ain't love is love. You got white boys in school, you got white girls in school that you could easily be with. But we keep seeing repeatedly over and over again, these black athletes end up with white women. So like Straight Jig say, maybe the women seeking the men out. To me, it's a sick fetish type of thing too. Because you could be with whoever you love, whoever you want to be with. But if you purposely seeking out a black man or you purposely seeking out a white woman, it's some type of fetish with it. And there's some type of reasoning behind it. It ain't just because love is love. You got an ulterior motive of why you doing it. Angela on Facebook said it does put them at a higher level, but it also takes them down lower when things fall off too. So either way they go, let me see what the rest of our comments said. So either way they go up high and then crash down. So she said it does put them at a higher level. Explain that to me. Explain. And if you're on Facebook, you could join, you could call in. There's a join button on Facebook if you want to get on the live with me and discuss what you're saying instead of typing everything out. I'm inviting anybody to call in and explain to me your reasoning why you think it is. She said it does put him at a high level. How does a black man, a black athlete who's already accomplished what he's accomplished in school or on the field or on the court, what does it add to him by being with a white woman? Is that a reality thing, or is that just something mentally that we've been conditioned to think? Jazz Forever say it's the combo of them being sought out by the white women and their view of themselves. I like that comment, Jazz. That's a good comment. I might come back to that for a comment of the night. Houston Kid say any white woman they could find a black woman just like it. Black women are not all the same. Got you. Triple OG Cap say ain't many black women going to Tuscaloosa. They going to Birmingham. We ain't at LSU. We at Southern. Not many at Duke. Look at North Carolina A&T. Okay, I'm going to come back to that. I like that comment. Straight Jig say it definitely ain't love. Jazz Forever say those white women aren't just seeking regular black men. They're predatory to athletes in particular. Okay, cool. He was a kid. He agreeing with Triple OG Cap. Facts. The boys been moved out of their neighborhood schools and went to the white schools to be able to get recruiting exposure. Then they go to the white colleges too. All right, so I had my cousin tell me this earlier. It's all about proximity. It's what you around and who you around. But I ain't buying that. Triple OG Cap, I hear you, but I ain't buying that. I'm calling bullshit on that. And the reason I'm calling bullshit on that, if this was 20 years ago, I would agree with you. It's about the proximity of who you around. If this was 20 years ago, you can't help. I'm only around these white girls. I'm only around these white women. I'm on this 2024. We got this thing called social media. Whether you're around them or not, you have access to other races of women. You have access to black women if that's what you want to be into. Is nothing stopping you to talking to a black woman on social media that might live outside of town or willing to come see you, or she go to your school and you just ain't never even seen her. So if this was 20 years ago, I'd agree with you. It's about proximity. It's about they go to all white schools and all they see is white girls. But even at the white girls' school, even at those predominantly white colleges, it's black students there. It's black girls there. They consciously and purposely making a choice to not deal with the black women. Triple OG Cap say boys don't go HBCU. They don't go to HBCUs and come home with a bunny. They do. But like I'm saying, they got Instagram, they got Facebook, they got Twitter, they got Snapchat. There's no shortage of black women. It ain't no shortage of black women. If you want a black woman, if that's what you want, if your heart is set on having a black woman, you turn around and one right there. You ain't got to look for. Sassy Face say they recruit our boys to these schools and we forget how they segregated schools and redlined the neighborhoods but scout our boys for their girls. So that's what I'm going to get into. I like that comment too because I want to get into the deeper root of this stuff where it ain't just love. It ain't just who you around. It's a plot. It's a plot. And are we falling into the plot? Are we falling? So let me put this out there. If you want to be with a white man, if you want to be with a white woman, if you're a white man and want to be with a black woman, more power to you. That's your life. That's your world. You free to do as you please. I'm not here to knock you. I'm not here to down you. I'm just here trying to understand it. Because like Sassy said, after they segregated us and redlined our schools and amongst all the other things they did to black folks, my thought process is always, why do black people go to white folks? I feel as though our history is so deep and so long and so turbulent driven. Why do we go back to white women? White women have been getting young black boys killed for the longest of time. We all know the Emmett Till story, but there's a million other stories like the Emmett Till story. And we still see it going on today. We call them Karens now. But they use the police. They weaponize the police against black men, against black women. That's not all white women. But it's enough of white women to where I would think Black men will want to stay away from that. So I'm trying to understand the psyche of it. Well, we would want to put ourselves back in that predicament and not just want to be with a black woman. And if we in a league, or we going to a league, we about to make millions of dollars. I don't understand why they don't want to uplift and bring a black girl who might not have that opportunity in life. I'm about to make millions. Why are we not bringing a black girl with us to make these millions with me, to change her life, to change her family life? Instead, they picking women that already have lived a comfortable life, ain't had much to worry about. So your life changing, but you could be changing somebody else's life, but instead you sticking with somebody who don't even understand your life, what you originally came from. Jazz Forever on Instagram says Stockholm Syndrome. Yeah, that's a part of it. That's a part of it. Hold on, y'all. Let me turn on my other camera right quick. Get this thing popping. Hold on, y'all. So, boom. It's got to be a psyche thing. It trickled down to not even just the athletes, though. It trickled down to the normal, everyday black man. Houston kids say they think it'll be easier for them, for their ego with the white women. They think they'll be able to do whatever and live however with them white girls. I wish I had some white women on the podcast right now, in the audience right now, in watching, so they could tune in and tell me what they think. I think it's a lot of things. Here's my opinion on it. I think it's self-esteem on the black man's side. I think it got something to do with self-esteem, confidence, stereotypes on what white women are. Because I don't think all white women you could just talk over and dog and do whatever you want to do. But I think that's the stereotype on white women. And I think that's what they're looking for. Jazz Forever said to Houston Kid, which they can't because white women accept anything as long as that check is rolling in. y'all about to be on these white women ass tonight. I wish I had somebody in here tonight. Nikki with the dreads said, I'm white. Girl, you is not white. But no, listen, man. So like I said, hold on, we got another comment for you. Sassy Face said, because they don't want the millions to stay in our community. Woo! Devin Bro, for example, if that's how to spell his name, went to school with my husband, married a white bunny, got broke, and now divorced. You know what, Nikki Faye? I'm about to nominate you for comment of the night. I just pinned your comment to the top of the screen. That's comment of the night. Anybody else, y'all might want to overthrow her with the next comment, but as of right now, she got the comment of the night. Houston Kid said they can't find a black girl that they could do the same. I think whatever your reasoning is, it don't hinge on being white or black. Because if you want to just take over or control somebody, there's black women you could do that to if that's what you want to do. It don't have to be a white woman. Maybe black men think there ain't no black women that's like that. But this is my opinion on it. Like I was saying, it's not just athletes, it's everyday black men. I got two cousins. We was raised by all black women. Our mama's black, our aunt's black, our grandmother's black on both sides, all our cousins black. But they went to school with white girls and black girls too. They went to school with white girls and black girls. But they both ended up, they now dating white girls. And I'm trying to, it's their life, it's their world, whatever they want to do. But I think that it's some type of stereotype that make a black dude feel like he doing a little bit more if he got a white woman. I don't know where it come from. I don't know why they think that. I don't know what it mean. But I think if they get a white girl in their mind, they doing something. They doing a little bit more. I know growing up young, in early teens, we always felt like white girls was a little bit nastier than black girls. They weren't doing the same shit sexually as black girls. Black girls say she ain't doing this, she ain't doing that. White girls was down with whatever. So in the early age, I understood that. But as we got older, black women doing the same shit white women doing, if not more or better, in the bed. So you can't even use that excuse no more. It ain't just about sex. She nasty or more free or none of that, because black women are on the same level at this point in time. So Straight Jig on Facebook say, unless she a fire white girl. We see these interracial couples. It's a well-fit, well-to-do black man looking good, and they with a not-so-good-looking white woman. Explain that. We see it all the time. We talk about it all the time. We ain't gonna bullshit on here. We ain't gonna act like we don't see y'all black, nice-looking, or at least decent-looking black men, and y'all choose to go get a white girl that ain't looking like nothing. That ain't love is love. You can't tell me that's about love. That's some type of manipulation, some type of control. Is a mental aspect of this shit. Jazz Forever say they get regular looking white women. Yeah, they get less than regular looking white women. And I just won't know. I won't know why. Houston Kids say these Negroes get to the bottom of the barrel white women. The white men don't even be wanting them, but the black dudes go and wife them. I think you just out there, Sassy Fee, for comment of the night. I gotta unpin hers, and now I'm pinning Houston Kid. He got the comment of the night. These Negroes get the bottom of the barrel white women. The white men don't even want these white women, but the Negroes, the niggas, go and get these bottom of the barrel white women. And that's where I'm coming from when I say I think it's a confidence thing, it's a self-esteem thing, it's a stereotype thing. Angela on Facebook said, in my opinion, I feel when black women show interest in athletes, they perceive it as they want to trap him. They want to trap him. When it's a white woman, they feel she want to invest in him. Also, what the family has plays a part as well. Black people always think white people are so invested in them, and it's only as long as it's beneficial for them. So basically what she's saying is, these black athletes look at these white girls coming from well-off families and think she going to pull some of that into him. She going to help him get the millions that he already designated to get or potentially get. She going to pull that into him. Maybe it's connections. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's advice. Maybe they feel like she going to help elevate him. Whereas if they pull in another black girl that come from the same walk of life as them, she can't pour into him. He feel as though she can't help him get these millions. If that's what's going on, you're wrong. If that's what's going on, you're wrong. Jazz Forever said they get. Oh, all right, I read that comment already. Let's keep scrolling up. Jazz Forever, whole time she gonna get whatever she could get until he's broke. We see that all the time, though, fellas. Not to knock y'all white girls, not to knock the white women, but we see it all the time. These black men on top of the world, they making millions. They on top of their sport. They on top of their game. And the minute things go left, the minute they fall off, the minute they go broke, the minute they get into some trouble, divorce is inevitable. You getting divorced, my boy. You going to be paying some alimony, my boy. You going to be paying some child support, my boy. And you thought she loved you. Sassy Face said black women have to sign a prenup, but them bunnies gonna leave with everything. Kind of just tapped in on that. What up, CC on Facebook? What up, Ashley on Facebook? Hey, everybody, if you're on the show right now, if you're in the chat, hit that like button for me right now. Let's get the video out to as many people we can get the video out to. You gotta hit the like button. Facebook, hit the like button. Instagram, hit the like button. Follow the Instagram page. If you're on Facebook and you don't follow the Instagram page, at Snoopy Knowing on Instagram. Angela C on Facebook says she agree with Sassy. BK Chica says she love the money. She don't love you, my boy. She love the money, the opportunity, the position. But is that something that they already know and they just willing to take? So this is my take on it. Like I said, this go It ain't just athletes. This trickle down to the regular men. Like I said, I got two cousins who with white women. That's their prerogative. We was all raised around. It's the proximity. I hear the proximity and what you around and what you see. But if we raised by, this is my grandma right here. This is my grandma, a black woman. Had black daughters, black grandchildren. We all grew up with around black women. So what make you as a black man that grew up, and it's not just, it's just proximity, right? So if you grew up around nothing but black women, what make you then go out and decide that I'm going to get a white woman? And I think for a lot of men, a lot of black men that do it, I think they don't have high self-esteem. I think they're not confident enough to deal with black women. Because a black woman going to let you know. If you got it, you got it. And if you ain't got it, she going to let you know you ain't got it. If you ain't hitting on shit, she going to let you know you ain't hitting on shit. That's in life. That's sexually. That's in how you dress. That's in what kind of car you drive. So maybe they intimidated by black women. BK Chica say maybe not attracted to black women. I find that very hard to believe. And I say I find that hard to believe about not being attracted to black women, because black women come in all shapes, sizes, colors. Black women are the most beautiful. Y'all, I love y'all black women. Shout out to black women right now. They come in every color. If you want it, if it's skin tone that you're worried about, we got light-skinned white black women. I mean very light-skinned black women, to a point where you might think they white, but they black. If you wanted a big girl, they got big black women. If you want a small girl, if you want an athlete, if you want a professional, black women come in every shape, size, and color. So I don't think it's about being attracted to black women or not being attracted to black women. Straight Jigs say some say toxic black women force them into the arms of white women. Okay, let's get into that. Because I agree with that. A lot of y'all black women, don't get mad at me, but a lot of y'all black women got horrible fucking attitudes. Y'all got bad attitudes. You roll out of the bed, you walk out your door with a bad attitude. Nobody don't want to deal with that. So if you mad at these dudes for getting with white girls, maybe you need to temper your attitude a little bit better. I work with the public, and I'm not going to lie. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I run it. If it's a bad attitude, it's mostly coming from a black woman. I deal with thousands of people a day, thousands of people a week. And if it's a person with a bad attitude, it's a woman with a bad attitude for no reason, or we don't know the reason, it's mainly a black woman. I'm not going to lie to you. But see, on the flip side of that coin, for the ones that I do, the white women, they might not have a bad attitude, but is it they think they owed something. They think you shouldn't have to tell them nothing. They have that privilege. They have that snarky attitude. They might not just have a bad attitude, but they think you can't tell them nothing. They think they are owed this, that, and the other. They think you're supposed to bend over backwards for them. Angela on Facebook say, attitude versus caring. I wouldn't want neither. I think I could deal with a little bit of either or, honestly. Because the caring shit wouldn't have nothing to do with me. That would be projected to somebody else, I would assume. But the attitude, I grew up with black women. I grew up in the hood. I grew up with, you know what I'm saying? I'm used to that. I know it's coming. I know you can't just tell a black woman anything. She gonna put you in your place ASAP. And maybe that's what these athletes don't want to deal with. Maybe they don't want to deal with your mouth snapping all the time. Every time they say something, you got something else to say. I don't know if white women are like that. I never dealt with a white woman. I never been in a relationship with a white woman. I would have never been in a relationship with a white woman. I'm not against nobody who's in a relationship with a white man or a white woman. That ain't my cup of tea. I don't understand it. My opinion is, I think it's cool if y'all want to date, if y'all want to mess around. I think y'all want, you know, if y'all want to go out, if y'all want to hang together, y'all, I'm cool with that. But I just think when it's come time to blend and come time to raise a family and come to, I think Negroes and niggas, get you a black woman And I think that because, like I said earlier, so much we've been through dealing with white women in America for 400 plus years, and still to this day, they put us in awkward and bad and horrible situations, life-altering, life-changing situations. Not saying black women don't do that, but for the most part, we all know a white woman gonna cry wolf and go run to the police and put you in a situation that you ain't even prepared for, my boy. So that's my sole reason for never wanting to be in a relationship. We could fool around, we could go out, we could kick it, we could be cool as fuck. But when it comes to being in a relationship and feelings get involved and decisions have to be made on each other's behalf, you calling the police on me, you don't even know what that entails. You getting into it with me in the middle of the street, you don't even know what that do for me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I would never do it. The history is too long and too strong for me to be in a actual relationship with a white woman, because the history of black men and white women. That's all I'm saying. Let's see what we saying. BK Chica said, yeah, you got to be on your P's and Q's when you with black women. You got to be on your P's and Q's, period. But yes, black women is not full of bullshit. And if you ain't good in bed, they're going to let you know you ain't good in bed. If you ain't got no money, they're going to tell you you ain't got no money. If they don't like the way you're talking to them, they're going to let you know they don't like the way you're talking to them. So maybe on the opposite side of the coin, it ain't like that. Maybe these dudes don't want to deal with that. Maybe they're not strong enough to deal with that. Maybe they're not built to deal with that. Jazz Forever said, I don't think anybody could be forced to get with a white woman. Straight jig. And if their mama and sisters got them attitudes, I don't understand them a bit. Black men hurt black women, but we don't run to other races, Jazz Forever said. That's not true. We see a lot of white women with black men with white. Hold on, y'all. The yak talking right now. We see a lot of black women with white men too. But what we don't see in the world of athletics, you don't see too many white men, too many white football players, basketball players. You don't see these white men with black women. You don't see it like that. You don't see it as much as you see black men with white women. So something ain't adding up. Love ain't just love. So you telling me these white men don't love black women? Houston Kid on Instagram say, them white women be having bad attitudes too. It's more of them than us. So it's more white with bad attitudes than black women. You playing a numbers game. I feel you, my boy. Sassy Face say, but we are forced to defend ourselves against everyone. So I'm going to get into that too. Black women have bad attitudes. I'm sorry. Y'all do. But I understand why y'all have bad attitudes. Like I'm saying about this history of black men and white women. Black women in America, you've always had to defend yourself. You always had to be better than everybody. You had to be better than black men, white women. You had to be better than everybody. You had to explain yourself. You had to show your worth to everybody. You was the most abused woman in America. The black woman has been the most abused woman in America. And if you don't believe me, then you're living under a rock. If you don't know what slavery was, you don't know what went on during slavery, I guess you don't agree with me. So I understand why black women have the attitudes and have the defense mechanisms, because we call it, it's an attitude, but it's really defense mechanisms. I understand why black women have the defense mechanisms they have. And as black men, I feel like all of us black men should understand why these black women have these attitudes or have these defense mechanisms. And our job is to try to break that down. Baby, you ain't got to have a defense mechanism no more. You and me. I'm going to take care of all that. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to prove yourself. You with me. You don't got to be on defense. You don't got to be on 10. Your guard ain't got to be up. You with a black man. I know what it's like to be a black woman. I know what my mama went through. I know what my grandmother went through. I know what my aunties went through. I know what every black woman in the history of America pretty much went through. So if you with this black man, you don't have to be on defense. You don't have to be on guard. You don't have to have this attitude that you think you have to put on for the world to show them how strong you is. I know how strong you is. So that's what I'm saying. When I see these black men get with these white women, when they done finally came to a position of financial freedom, and you don't go bring back a sister that you could say, hey, you ain't got to be on guard no more. I got you. You don't have to have that defense mechanism no more. I got you. But I think the insecurities is louder than they wanting to help or they well wishes towards a black woman. They can't handle being with it. They can't handle what comes with being with a black woman. Jazz Forever said a black attitude is direct. White attitudes are indirect because they scared. Hey, I mean, I could agree with that to an extent. Nikki with the dreads say draft day looks like slavery, so that may be why they with white women. It's conditioning, because there's no way that we seeing all of these young black athletes and they all got white girls. I mean, you could count on your hand how many of them have a black woman on their side. And once again, it's their prerogative. But we trying to figure out and understand why. We trying to see what the reason is. See, I gotta say she late to the check. Get to the, come on in here. We on episode 15 of Snoopy Norm. Why black athletes seem to marry or date outside of their race, mainly white women. Angela on Facebook said, I don't know what white women get out of pocket. I don't know. White women get out of pocket in public and immediately the laws are involved. Quavo threw Sweetie on the elevator. Nobody came. Old girl attacked and chased Jonathan Majors. He was in court. Hey, let's talk about it. Let's talk about these cases that we've seen in public. We can talk about Ray Rice. I don't know if y'all remember Ray Rice. Played for the Baltimore Ravens, running back. He punched his wife in the face in the elevator. Don't condone violence. Don't condone domestic dispute. Don't condone hitting women. He punched his wife in the face in the elevator. She ain't never called the police on him. They found out from the footage that was leaked from the hotel or wherever they was at. And that's when charges got pressed and situation blew up. She never called the police. She never went to nobody. And I'm not saying black women should just be abused and don't tell nobody. That's not the point I'm driving home right now. Stick with me. Like your girl Angela just said, we saw Quavo and his old lady, Sweetie, on the elevator getting into it. She ain't called the police on him. She ain't have him thrown to jail. Once again, not saying black women should take this. But we saw the Jonathan Majors situation where him and his old lady got into a tussle in a cab, and he ran away from her down the street. He went to court and trial and found guilty. She made sure he went to court and trial, and she pressed charges. All I'm saying is, if I had to pick one of the two, which side I'm picking? Jay Nash said, elite athletes rarely hear no from childhood all the way up through adulthood. They gonna get that white woman because she gonna do whatever they say. Okay. See, this is why I wish I had some of my white followers on here, my white female followers too. Because I don't know if that's true. I don't know if white women just stand down and take whatever and listen and say and, you know, whatever you say. I don't know. I've never been with a white woman. I don't know. But that seemed to be the narrative. And that's what I'm saying. Even if it ain't true, I think that's why a lot of these athletes get with white women, because they believe that stereotype. Sassy Face says, so if the attitude is the problem, why won't they ever put them, the soft feminine era? So if the attitude is a problem, why won't they ever put them, I don't know what she's saying on that one, in the soft feminine? That's what I was saying, Sassy. As a black man, you should be ready to put your woman in the soft feminine era. You know what she's been through, or you know what her mama been through, or you know what her grandmama, or you know what your mama and your grandma or your great grandma, you know what all these black women been through. It's now your job as a black man to protect that. But a lot of these young boys ain't ready to be men, and they don't understand what it is to be a black man. So that's the bigger thing. I don't think these young boys know what it means to be a black man. Because if you know what it means to be a black man, it's no knock to white women, but I don't want to marry a white woman if I know what it is to be a black man. Because I want to be protected by a black woman. I won't be understood by a black woman. I won't be loved by a black woman. Because we all understand what it means to be loved by a black. If I'm black, I know what it means to be loved by a black woman. I know what it means to be understood. I understand because I went through it. Or I understand because my mama went through it. Or I understand because my daddy went through it. But that's when you in tap and in tune with being a black man. If you just going through life being a man, if you're a black man and you just living life and going through life being a man and not taking into consideration being a black man in America, yeah, I understand how you get with white women, how you marry white women, how you procreate with white women, how you build a foundation with white women. And hey, if that's your thing, but me, knowing my history, knowing this country's history, knowing the history of a lot of white women, I can only trust you so far. And if I'm going to marry you, I can't trust you so far. If I marry you, I got to trust you 100%. I got to trust you with my life if I'm marrying you. And unfortunately, due to 400 years of history in this country, I can't trust a white woman 100% with my life. Even if she grew up in the trenches, even if she knew me since I was a teenager, even if she willing to fight the fight with me, at the end of the day, you still a white woman in America. And you afforded different things than I'm afforded. You don't have the same understanding of how this world operates the way I do, or the way a black woman do. Let's get back into the comments. BK Chica said, black men need to treat black women better, but they don't want to. Black men treat black women badly. They don't respect us. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think you have to find a black man that's in tune with being a black man to treat a black woman correctly. If you're a black man, if it's a black man and he's not in tune with being a black man, he can't treat you correctly as a black woman because he ain't treating himself correctly as a black man. He going through life, living life as a man, just a man in this country. If you're a black man and you just going through life living as a man in this country, you're a loss. You're a loss because you can't live life as just a man in this country as a black man. You got to know you're a black man. You got to move accordingly and you got to have a sense of pride. You got to have a sense of purpose. You got to have a sense of passion. You got to have a sense of responsibility to not just to you, but to other black people and black women, black men. That's what being a black man is. That's what being in tune and being conscious and knowing I'm a black man. I got responsibility to other black people. See, I gotta say, they groom them white women to go after men with wealth. Okay, so they don't even care if you black or white. Is that what you're saying? The white women don't care if you're black or white. They just want somebody that's about to be stable, have money, provide for them. They don't have to go to work. They stay at home, take care of the kids. And you know why? I believe that. And you know the problem with that? That ain't love. That ain't commitment. That ain't your person. You know what I'm saying? You got to find your person. The things that they have, the attributes that they have, the monetary things they have, that don't make them your person. So guess what? When them things go, that's why we see these boys lose it all. They lose their wife. They lose their children. They lose their house. Because you marry somebody, they never loved you. You was never their person. You was an opportunity. You was what they've been bred and brought up to be with. Nikki with the dread said Megan Thee Stallion didn't call the cops either. I'm trying to tell you. One thing, and it's not about abuse. Nobody should take abuse, put up with abuse. But black men and women get together. They understand each other. We might be into it. We might bump heads. We might tussle a little bit. She might grab me and I might grab her. But at the end of the day, as a black man, I know I'm not calling the police on my woman. I ain't calling the police. That ain't about to help the situation. That ain't going to do nothing but make it worse. I don't know what the fuck they going to do to her. As a black woman, you know I'm not calling the police on my man. I'm not having him come to this house and potentially shoot him. Potentially lock him up for however long. You know why? Because she actually love you. Because you actually her person. You're not an opportunity. You're a person. You her person. So that's why you don't see that from black wives too often. You don't know what's going on in LeBron James' relationship. You don't know what's going on in Russell Westbrook relationship. These black Jay-Z and Beyonce, you don't know what's going on in their relationship until they put it in a song or something. You don't know what's going on because these women not playing the police. They not playing the Karens and putting your life in danger because y'all had a dispute. Because you her person. She don't want you to be in that predicament just because y'all had a falling out. Y'all had a bad night. You her person. But see, when y'all with these white women who y'all not they person, but y'all a means to an end or y'all a means to a standard of living, when the bad times come, you not her person. So you expendable, my boy. You very much expendable. What up to Chrissy on Facebook joining? What's up to Rochelle on Facebook? Everybody, Facebook, Instagram, this Snoopy Knowing episode 15. Black athletes who marry or date outside their race, and I'm talking mainly white women. I'm not against y'all. I'm not downing y'all. I don't understand y'all. I would like to understand y'all. But I'm not against y'all. I'm not downing y'all. Y'all situation is y'all situation. But we've been through too much as a people in this country. We've been through too much as a people, as men, black men dealing with white women in this country. Our lives been cut short. Innocent black men by white women. It's still happening to this day. It was a recent situation where these women went out of town, out the country to, I don't know, let's just say Jamaica. I don't think it was Jamaica, but let's just say it was Jamaica. These white women went to Jamaica on a girl's trip. They met up with these island men. They had sex with them. They came back to the United States and reported that they had been sexually assaulted by these black men. These native men, wherever they went to, Jamaica, Bahamas, whatever island they was at, they got with these black men. They sought out these black men, got with them, slept with them, came back home, and filed sexual assault on them. But what they don't realize is, this ain't 1865 no more. This ain't 1950 no more. This ain't the 30s no more where you can lie on us and there's nobody around to see or who could attest to what really happened. So footage was ran back of these women on the island at the resort with these men that they met. Nothing was forced. They drinking together. They walking together. They going off to wherever they went off to get they wanted some BBC. You know what I'm saying? You know what BBC is? They went to go get some BBC and came home and lied about it. When I see stories like that, when I see these stories about these high school students who get charged for rape and it's a white girl and come to find out it wasn't rape, it was the whole team running a train on this girl. I see that and there's no way, nothing in my mind, nothing in my being, nothing in my soul could allow me to marry anything other than a black woman. I don't recall too many cases. I'm not saying there's none, but I don't recall too many cases of black women filing these false charges like that. The most horrendous and terrible thing you could say a man did you. White women did that for years and was lying. They charged and accused black men for years of this stuff and would be lying. The most horrible thing you could do to a woman, that's what they did to black men. That's what they accused black men, innocent black men, of doing. And I understand, hey, not all white women do that, but there's too many instances in this country for me to think, oh, well, she ain't going to do it. She wouldn't do that to me. I've seen too many cases. I would be ignorant to think that. Let's get back to the comments. He was a kid, said they think a soft era is to pay all their bills. Fuck that. We in a soft guy era. No broke women are welcome. If you want to take care of a woman as a black man, I just don't understand why it's not a black woman you want to take care of. Why it's not a black woman you want to pay all her bills. You're an athlete, you're going to the NFL, you're going to the NBA, you getting a woman, you about to marry a woman, and you want to pay all her bills, she ain't got to work to take care and raise your children. Why wouldn't you want it to be a black woman? Don't they deserve it? Ain't they been through enough? Ain't they birthed you? Ain't they raised you? Ain't they instill values in you? Haven't they been through enough in this country? Don't they deserve to be put on a pedestal? That's just my take on it. Shout out to Nola Native, join the chat. C.I. Garden said they want you soft, but don't create a safe environment to be feminine and vulnerable. Listen, black women, I understand what you're saying. But like I said, that's why you have to get with a black man who understand he a black man, who understand what being a black man is. And he ain't gonna be perfect. You ain't perfect. So if he gonna create a safe environment for you to be feminine and vulnerable, you need to create a safe environment for him to show his masculinity and to lead and to be in charge. You can't be in charge. That's the problem. See, maybe with these white women, they allow that black man to be in charge. They allow that black man to be the head. They allow that black man to make the decisions. Maybe that's a part of it. I understand what C.I. God is saying, but it worked both ways, love. You can't want him to just put you on a pedestal. You got to put the black man on the pedestal too. Just like y'all deserve to be on the pedestal, just like y'all gone through a lot in this country and this history and been through enough, so has the black man. So if you on the pedestal, you need to put him on the pedestal too, right alongside of you, if not higher than you, because who's going to protect you? We in a day and time now where a woman might make more money than a man. That's the day and age we in now. You might make more money than your man. But can you protect your man? So I don't care if you make more money than him. I don't care if you got more education than him. I don't care if you smarter than him. You still need to put that black man on a pedestal and probably a pedestal a level above you to where he is the leader and the head. Make him feel like he can be masculine and can be the leader, because who gonna protect you? At the end of the day, all the money, all the education, all of the other shit, that shit go away. But you got to be protected for life. You need to be with a man that's going to protect you for life. That makes him above you. Don't take that the wrong way. Don't take it and go acting crazy. All men better than women. Who protect who? You got to protect him, but who he is. His main responsibility is to protect you. You don't want him with these white girls. You don't want him to take her and put her on a pedestal and pay all her bills. And you need to put this black man on the pedestal too. Treat him how you want him to treat you. Gerald just joined the Facebook. What's up? What's up? Let's get back to some of the comments. Sassy Face said, if you lead properly, your lady aligned. That's not true. That's not true. First of all, we all learning. So, black man, he may not be ready to lead yet. He may not know how to lead yet. That don't mean you down him. That don't mean he no good. That don't mean you shouldn't align with him. You help him to lead. You teach him along the way. Just saying what he gonna teach you. How to be a head of a household. How to take care of a household. How to manage children. How to discipline children. He got to teach you. You got to teach him. And that's the thing about the black man with the white woman. I don't feel like y'all could teach each other the same way. That's my opinion. I feel like a black man and a white woman, they equally yoked. Because that's what it's all about. You got to be equally yoked. And I feel like equally yoked, you could teach me, I could teach you. You could love me the same way I love you. Let's get back to the comments. Black Capo say, keep getting pulled out of the live answering cousin's text. Text blowing up. Jay Nash say, what's BBC, bro? Pause, homie. Let's see, we scrolling down. Shout out to everybody joining the chat. Nettie, by the way, she the trophy join. See, I gotta say, ain't nothing like a strong black masculine man. Hey, but you gotta allow him to be that. Y'all all want it. Y'all like it. Y'all love it. But you gotta allow him to be that. You can't sit back and say, well, how I act. If he can't handle me, he shouldn't have to handle you. He shouldn't have to handle you. You should allow him to be a masculine man. She the trophy say, niggas can't handle a real black woman, so they turn hunk. Hey, if we all feel so passionate about this, we need to help each other out. Black women, you need to tone it down a little bit. Allow this man to have words. Allow this man to have control. And black men, you got to learn, it ain't gonna always be your way. She ain't gonna always bow down, my boy. You dealing with a black woman, she'd have been bowing down for too long. She don't know how to bow down no more. She stopped bowing down and don't want to bow down no more. So you got to break her out of that. That's up to you. So, in closing, y'all, we coming up on the hour. I got to get out of here, man. Appreciate everybody who joined the chat tonight. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram right now, go ahead and like the chat for me, please. Shout out to Houston Kid who had the comment of the night. He said, these Negroes get the bottom of the barrel, white women. The white men don't even want them women, but black men always take them. Sassy Face say, Snoop, you know some stuff. I like how you speaking tonight. The name of the show is Snoop Be Knowing, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't come up with it. It is what it is. It is what it is. It's a gift and a curse. I be knowing shit. Speaking of knowing shit, women, black women, let's talk about black women. I love y'all. I'm here to help y'all. I'm here to uplift y'all. I'm here to talk to black men to help them get along with y'all. But y'all are so combative. Speaking of Snoopy knowing, my homegirl at work, this is kind of off subject, but sticking to black women and Snoopy knowing. My homegirl at work, she hadn't been at work for a few days. When I finally saw her, I'm like, damn, you ain't letting a nigga know you ain't coming to work. What's up? What's going on? She missed work because something happened with her dog. She fed her dog some chicken bones, and the dog damn near died, almost choked with that. And I'm like, damn, yeah, you're not supposed to feed your dog chicken bones. You shouldn't feed dogs chicken bones. I don't know if anybody else know this, but if you have dogs, you should not feed them chicken bones. She proceeded to argue with me about this. It don't matter. You can feed your dog chicken bone. It's all about the size of the dog. I'm like, it doesn't matter the size of the dog. It's the type of bone they eat. It's the texture of the bone they eat. It's what could happen if the chicken bone get caught sideways in it through. You're not supposed to feed your dog chicken bones. I mean, your dog almost just died from eating a chicken bone. Why are you arguing with me about this? I'm just telling you what I know from having dealt with dogs all my life, having dealt with people who've dealt with dogs all their life. And I know one of the common things is you don't feed a dog chicken bones. She argued with me about this back and forth. Ma'am, your dog just almost died from eating a chicken bone. What bulletproof do I have to show you? What more do I have to tell you? She telling me, anything could get caught in their throat. Yes, anything could get caught in their throat. But it ain't the same as a chicken bone could puncture their throat or get turned sideways in their throat, across their throat. But this black woman, I know she don't know what she's talking about, but for whatever reason wanted to argue with me about this. I will pull it up and show you. Pull it up, I Google, is it okay to feed your dog chicken bones? Everything I pulled up, everything shows you are not supposed to feed your dog chicken bones. I showed it to her. Did you think she said, okay, yeah, you was right. I ain't know. You know what she said? Oh, because you pull up one article, that make you right? Ladies, black women, allow a black man to teach you, guide you, explain things to you that you don't know. You don't have to always be combative. You don't have to always be right. You don't have to. This girl dog had almost died from eating a chicken bone. And I'm telling her, you're not supposed to feed your dog chicken bone. She still argued with me. I mean, the proof was in the pudding, yet she still won't argue with me. So I'm going to leave y'all with that as we get out of here. Kind of off subject, but still on topic. We want black women, y'all want men to treat y'all a certain way. Y'all got to allow black men to be the head and teach you and guide you. Because you need it. Whether you think you need it or not, whether you want it or not, you need to be guided. And that's what we're here for. That's episode 15 of Sloopy Knowing, man. Make sure y'all Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube. I'm going to be going from YouTube soon, y'all. It won't be on Instagram. It won't be on Facebook. It's going to be strictly from YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to the YouTube, you're going to be missing the episodes, all right? Episode 15, episode 16 next Monday. I think I'm going to get into something dealing with abortion. Are we for abortion? Are we against abortion? But more importantly, why did the government go back and ban abortions after all these years? After, was it Roe versus Wade? After all these years, they went back and overturned that. Why would the government now, after all these years, go back and ban abortion? I think that's what we're going to get into next Monday at 8. Y'all make some notes. Y'all got something to say? Let me know. Next week, Monday at 8, I will be accepting callers. Make sure y'all have it together. See y'all later, man. Appreciate y'all tonight. Shout out to Houston Kid for the comment of the night. Good night.